This is the Glenn Academy Red Terror Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo. Brought to you by I-95 Toyota, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Jessup Furniture, Alan David Tucker, Crystal Pools, Express Lube and Car Wash, Watermarks Printing, and by Mellow Mushroom. And now here is your host, Drayton Hogarth.
Welcome to the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This is Drayton Hogarth on location at Mellow Mushroom on St. Simon's, where we will be each and every week on Sunday nights at 6 for the entire season. This segment of the Rocky Hidalgo Show is sponsored by Crystal Pools, Southern Orthopedic and Sports Medicine, Jessup Furniture, Alan David Tucker, I-95 Toyota, Express Lube and Car Wash, Watermarks Printing, and by Mellow Mushroom. And now joining us, the head coach of the Glenn Academy Red Terriers, Rocky Hidalgo.
Hey, Drayton.
What's going on, coach? Well, Glenn Academy goes into Glenn Academy West, Ware County, and brings back home a hard-fought 17-10 win over the Ware County Gators. Yet another physical slobber knocker between these two teams. Give us your thoughts on the game, coach.
You know, it's a lot of fun to beat them. I'm just going to say that. I enjoy it very much. We've had some fun this weekend, the coaches. That's all I'm going to say. To beat them three times in 10 months in back-to-back games, that's especially when they, you know, when somebody, you know, somebody spends the offseason scheming to beat you, and 10,000 people show up to celebrate your demise, and then you break all their hearts. It's a lot of fun, I have to say. I got a lot of enjoyment out of it Friday night.
Yes, very, very good game. Seemed real physical again, but the good thing that I saw was that you guys kind of eliminated a lot of the mistakes that kind of stymied you the week before. Was that emphasized in practice during the week, or was it just something to just maintain the same focus?
You know, we coach ball security. We coach those things all the time. And so, you know, and I said from the get-go, I thought we'd have a really good team this year. But, you know, that doesn't necessarily mean you're going to be really good in week one. I mean, we have, you know, four kids back on offense. There's seven guys, new starters or new spots or doing new things. That's a lot of moving parts, putting a new offense in. We had a lot of kids. I don't think our mistakes against Benedictine were necessarily fundamental mistakes. I think our mistakes came, and I said it last week, we were just trying too hard. We were pressing so hard to make a play and win the game on one play that, you know, we were fighting for an extra half yard instead of just getting down and taking our you know, 5 or 6 yards and moving the chains. Mm-hmm. It was something we went, you know, we just talked to the kids about, you know, do what you do, do your job. And there's still a little bit of everybody's trying to do too much. I mean, there's still a little bit of that. We probably left, you know, 14, 17 points on the board, really and truly. But, you know, it was good. Our kids played hard again. It was 2 weeks in a row against two really good opponents. Our kids went out and played really hard. We were physical. I've said it before. What we do is really important to our kids. They've got a lot of pride in who they are. And winning is important to them. So they're going to go out on Friday night and they're going to play their best. The thing that pleases me most about them is we're not overly emotional. You know, there wasn't a whole lot of jumping around and acting like a fool before the game. We're just very businesslike. We went out there and played really hard for 48 minutes.
Right. Really seemed to go back to the bread and butter or emphasize it even more of running the ball. With, you know, Kendall Cross seemed to have a great game. Tyler Grant stepped up in the second half, had a great game. And, of course, DJ. You guys were able to pound it and then hit the big play with DJ. Was that a point of emphasis during the week again? Or, I mean, that's just a staple of your offense.
Well, we want to run the ball. And, you know, I say this, you have to do what the defense gives you. I mean, we go into the game saying we want to get the ball to – we want DJ to carry the ball 15 times. We want Randon to touch the ball 10 to 15 times. We want Kendall to run it 15 times. We want Tyler to run it 10 to 15 times. We want to throw a jump ball. We want to throw it out there to Marvin. And, you know, so all those things we want to do every week. But the defense dictates sometimes what we have to do, what we can do. And they did, you know, kind of some of the things surprised us. We thought they were going to squeeze really hard and we were going to get out on the edge with the option. And they were really a lot more upfield than we thought. So we just got in there and handed the ball off. We were able to get some big plays in the passing game out there to Randon. Just kind of do what we want to do. We want to run the football. I mean, there's no, you know, that's who we are. I'm never going to be a guy that's going to go in and throw the ball 50 times. I think the one time I've done that, we lost 22-0, and I'll never do that again. We threw it 51 times. That's really not who we are. We want to be physical. We want to run the ball, control the clock, play great defense.
This is the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Well, speaking of throwing the ball, how comfortable is DJ feeling coming into this season and having gained that experience last year moving to quarterback?
He gets better every week. He really does. He gets better every week. And as he grows as a passer, he made some really nice throws in the game Friday night. And he missed a couple of opportunities where we had just from the standpoint of his footwork. We need to keep working on his footwork. His footwork, he made a great throw and a completion, a great catch to Matt Rivers in the game where he literally stuck his foot in the ground and drove the ball in there. Man, it was perfect. And then we had another opportunity where we didn't get our drops where we were supposed to, where our timing was a little off. So, the thing that DJ's such a great player, people don't realize, he's only played, 11 games or so at quarterback. Right. He's still learning the position. And the thing with DJ is he can play quarterback. He can throw the ball. It's not like a guy we stuck back there who can't throw it. DJ can throw it. He gets better every day at practice. And I think you saw that some of the throws he made in the game, even the long throw to the Randon when he was under duress, it was a great throw, and it was just a little too long, but it was put in a position, found his guy that he needed to find, put in a position where we had a chance to come down with it. We didn't get that one, but he gets a little better every time, every day we watch him out there. Coach Pete Irby's done a great job working with him.
Right. Again, any Glenn Academy aware game is going to be intense. Things seem to ratchet up a little bit with a Don targeting call, I guess, possibly on Victor Dallas. First of all, how is Victor, and what did you see on that hit that maybe the officials did not see?
I think that was a clear-cut case of Marvin was defenseless. It was a helmet-to-helmet shot. I think it should have been a 15-yard penalty, and probably the player should have been ejected for that. I don't think the play was a dirty play. I think he's just playing ball.
Right.
But that, an emphasis the officials were trying to do is – They want to protect players, and to me that was a clear cut call. And to be honest with you, they knew they blew the call. When I was out there on the field, you could see in their eyes that they blew the call. But it's a little too late for that. They can't go back and review the film.
Right.
So it's just one of those things. I don't think it's anything. I don't think it was premeditated. I don't think it was. It just they just missed it. I mean, they did. They missed it. And unfortunately, sometimes that happens in a football game.
Right. Yeah, and I misspoke. I said Marvin Dallas. I said Victor Dallas was the that's a long time Glenn Academy right there. How about your improvement from your offensive line? You moved the ball against Benedictine, moved the ball well against Ware County as well. What did you see from your offensive line?
Well, we're getting a little better every week. And some things we did better this week, some things we got to improve on. I felt our snaps were better. We 100% better, and really I think every snap we made in the game was one we should have fielded. Again, DJ was better at being more focused on the snap. I think a couple of times in the game he tried to get out of there a little fast, but he'll improve with that stuff. We've thrown a lot on him in terms of this new offense, trying to pick up defenders, and I think you'll see him get better and better. And overall, I think Amari Cross is a kid that played a really good game, and Zalante Hillary, we were physical up front against a very good defensive team, moved him around and ran the ball kind of really when we wanted to for a big chunk of the night and control the line of scrimmage.
Right. More to come on the Rocky Hidalgo Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
That laid-back island atmosphere and great pizza, what a combination. And you will find it at Mellow Mushroom on St. Simon's. $5.99 lunch specials that include your drink. Enjoy the best patio on the island and beat the heat with the cool, damp breeze of the Patio Misters. Don't forget your furry friends. The patio is pet friendly. MellowMushroom.com and like Mellow Mushroom on Facebook at St. Simon's Mellow.
I'm Dr. Bo Sasser with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, calling a timeout for an important message. When it comes to sports injuries, our highly trained experts have years of experience treating all kinds of sports-related injuries. Plus, we have access to all the resources at Southeast Georgia Health System. So, if you suffer an injury, on the field or off, let us get you back to your game.
call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 1-855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2016 Camrys, Corollas, explore with a brand new RAV4, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes and oil changes for life, and Toyota will donate $100 to the local charity of your choice. Check it out, i95toyota.com, or give them a call, 866-590-3461.
All the best furniture brands, Bassett, Ashley, Hooker Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's, same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff, same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
Welcome back to the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This is Drayton Hogarth on location from Mellow Mushroom on St. Simon's. This segment is brought to you by Mellow Mushroom, I-95 Toyota, Southern Orthopedic and Sports Medicine, and by Jessup Furniture. Coach, you're going back to the Ware game. Your defense was able to slow down a pretty powerful Ware offense. How did you guys get that accomplished?
Well, you know, really, I think defensively we played really well. I mean, people always equate to yardage to points. Yardage really doesn't equal points. Points equal points. That's what equals points. And we held them to 10 points. And really, you know, their touchdown, they got a field goal in the first drive. They got a touchdown early in the game. And we fumbled the ball and gave them really good really good field position. But outside of that, defensively we played pretty well. They had a nice scheme against us. I'm going to give them credit. They spent the all season trying to figure out ways to score some points on us because they struggled last year. Our kids, we had to adjust a little bit in there at in kind of on the sideline and to some of the things that they were doing. I think you saw in the second half we were able to kind of shut them down out there. But, you know, they got a good football team.
Right.
They're well coached. Their kids play hard. Just like our kids, what they do is important to them. They want to win. And, you know, they play their tails off. And, you know, defensively, Coach Josh Beal and our defensive staff got the kids in the right position to go out there and make some plays. And you know, we were able to shut them down second half, do enough to win the game.
Mm-hmm. Your defensive line seems to be settling into kind of, you know, transition to a new year. Seem like they're settling into their roles and everything. How have they kind of fared in your mind so far in these first two games?
Well, they faced two really good offensive lines. And, you know, and we'll get a huge test this week. But, you know, we're getting there. We're getting there. We're playing a lot of guys. Devin Roberson and Tyler Cleghorn played a ton for us last year. And then you have Tate Griffin, who starts the defensive end for us on the other side, who's a senior, who's really a program kid. He's worked hard. He's biding his time, and he's you know, having great production over there, doing exactly what he's coached to do. You know, Dorian Jenkins is a kid who's really started to come on. Tavares Grant is another one. Marlon Taylor is a young kid who's just a sophomore who's going to be a star. I mean, he's going to be spectacular. Isaiah McDonald's a guy with a lot of potential who we're working in the group there. So we're trying to get a lot of guys in the game. It's really tough right now to get them some experience because the teams we're playing are so good. I mean, it's Benedictine and Ware. I mean, they're two of the best teams in the state regardless of classification. And, you know, now we go to Orlando and play a top 100 team nationally.
Right. And the secondary, you mentioned, you know, you kind of really slowed down the Ware offense in the first half. Late in the fourth quarter, of course, they're having to throw the ball a lot. Your secondary steps up big time and makes the plays necessary to win the game. Talk about your secondary a little bit and also using DJ Dallas back towards the end of the game.
Yeah, you know, we got to do a better job of with DJ back there. We've got to work that package a little more. We haven't worked it enough, and that probably hurt us there some. Not really at any fault of the players. It's really our fault as coaches. We just haven't put enough time in. So we made a plan this week to start spending more time on a Ranger package to help us in those situations. You know, we lost two really great safeties last year. You know, we've got Kane Cruz and P.J. Fulton, the two juniors who are going to be great players for us. Kane played a little bit last year, and, you know, P.J.'s getting his feet wet, and they get better every day. Vance Rose, a kid, another program kid, who's just kind of hung around lifted weights, got stronger, learned what to do, and went out Friday night and really saved our bacon because we were having trouble setting the edge. Vance is a tough kid, a lot of grit, and he went in there and played great against the run. And that was a huge performance on our part, on his part, Friday night, go out there. And, you know, he's the player of the game when it comes to me because he's a guy that really went out there and took control of the edge and set the corner for us.
Right. You're listening to the Rocky Hidalgo Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Well, of course, Coach, this week, your next game, Glenn Academy is going down. Doing something a little different, traveling down to Disney's Wild World of Sports, taking on Pomona of Colorado. The Panthers come in, and the second-rate team in the state of Colorado. You mentioned they're number 75 in the country right now. Just a little bit of things that I've seen. Looks like they've got a very good quarterback and running back. Marcus McElroy is his name. Good receivers. What can the Terriers expect from Pomona on their offense?
They are a big physical team. I mean, they get downhill. I mean, their kids up front will probably be the biggest offensive line we see until we get to Brunswick.
Wow.
But they probably average 270 pounds a kid. And I mean, they're big physical kids, 6'2", 6'3". And they do a great job on the offensive line. They come off, they're physical, they got great pad level, they run their feet. So it's going to be a challenge for us. I mean, they like to get downhill, run the football. They do a nice job running the power and the inside zone, split zone. After watching their first game, they're doing a lot more. They've kind of added a spread component to their offense. They're doing a lot of 2x2 formations, 3x1, throwing a lot of short, quick passing game behind that big offensive line. The quarterback was a sophomore last year, is a junior this year. Really throws the ball well, throws a nice catchable ball, gets out of trouble really well, and kind of extends plays and makes plays. He's really impressed when you watch him on tape. And they've just got a couple of little kids that are really good, hard-nosed football players. They've got their little running back, 21, he plays running back, wide receiver, reminds me of Randon. He's a lot like Randon. The same foot speed, hard to tackle like that. It's just a shifty little booger. So it's going to be a challenge for us. I know everybody thinks that, you know, we're from Georgia and they're from Colorado, and, you know, therefore we're just going to wipe the table with them. But, you know, they've got a really good football team, and they're flying down here to play football, and I expect it's going to be 48 minutes of tough, hard-nosed action. Everybody get their money's worth, make sure.
So it sounds like more pro style. So that'll be something a little different than you guys have faced so far this year.
Yeah, it will be. I expect them to line up in some 21 personnel and break it and give us some 3x1, 2x2. So similar, more pro style, what you see out of an Alabama, Georgia, LSU, something along those lines.
Okay. How about on the other side of the ball, the Panthers defense? Looks like they have a solid linebacking core. A couple names that I saw was Brandon Michael, Garrett Zanin, and Uriah Vigil, who also plays on the other side of the ball too.
Well, you know, I think the thing that that really stands out defensively, again, how physical they are. They're a physical front. Their kids really run well. That's when they play incredibly hard. They're coached up. They're a 3-4 team, a lot like us. So they fit on the ball really well. That's the first thing I noticed with them. I mean, you just don't get a lot of big plays. Their safeties are very active. They just kind of drop out of the sky. Those kids are always putting their hand on the ball. One of the things that really, really surprised me when I turned the tape on is how athletic their D-line was, their defensive line. They change directions really well and get off the football. So they do a lot of things. Their nose guard is I don't know how tall he is, but he's tough to move. He's no 6'4" guy. He's probably about 5'10", but right. He's as wide as he is tall, but you don't get a lot of push on him.
Right. How about, so you mentioned the size and the team speed is there as well. Is there any team that you've seen that you would kind of compare them to?
They're similar to a Dalton or an Alatoona, I'll be honest with you. They're a top 100 team nationally for a reason. I mean, they just didn't randomly stick them in there, but they're very similar to a Dalton or Alatoona, similar type offense, similar type kids on the defensive side of the ball. You know, they return 8 starters on defense, so it's going to be a challenge to get in there and make hay against them.
Okay. We'll be right back to the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Need an attorney who specializes in personal injury and criminal law? Allen David Tucker. He fights for the rights of the injured and accused, located next to the waterfront at 9 St. Andrews Court. Since 1982, Allen David Tucker has been practicing law in the Golden Isles and helped thousands of people just like you solve their legal problems. give Alan David Tucker a call. Proud supporter of Glenn Academy Athletics, 912-267-7123, and let's go Terriers.
Let's face it, life is busy. Now admit it, you need R&R. Now think of your pool. Does it remind you of being busy? Or the R&R you need? Well, if you answered busy, let me help you out a little, and I'll make it plain and simple. Have yourself added to Crystal Pool Service's weekly service route, and they will maintain your pool for you. And put it back into perspective. Get your pool back on the R&R side of thinking. Call Crystal Pool Service today, 262-9260. Crystal Pool Service, it's your pool, it's our business.
Son, have her home early.
Yes, sir. Wow, your dad sure is protective.
That's right. Daddy loves me, even more than you love your car, if that's possible.
Don't take your car to just anyone, because anybody can change your oil. But Express Lube and Car Wash will give your car the special treatment that it deserves.
Boy, I sure hope you treat me as well as you do your car.
Oh, yeah.
The best print shop in Glenn County? Watermarks Printing. Watermarks Printing is your all-in-one print shop. Digital printing, hats, t-shirts, koozies, and now offering app and website design. Let Watermarks Printing help you brand your business with professional social media marketing. So stop in at 295A Redfern Village next to Two Friends, 912-638-1445 or at watermarksprinting.com.
Welcome back to the Glenn Academy Red Terror Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This is Drayton Hogarth on location at Mellow Mushroom on St. Simon's. This segment is brought to you by Alan David Tucker, Crystal Pools, Express Lube and Car Wash, and by Watermarks Printing. Coach, this game is being played on a Thursday, and it's being played down in Kissimmee. What is your approach to things being so much outside of the norm of a regular game week?
Well, you know, I just told the coaches this is a great preparation for our kids to, you know, weather some distractions and get ready for a playoff game. I mean, this is essentially the same routine we would have if we were going to go play in Macon or go to Atlanta. I mean, we've gone to Atlanta, it seems like, a dozen times in the last 2 years to play high school football. But I'm waiting for one of those Atlanta teams to have to come down here. But, it's just what it is. So this is – it's a great opportunity for us to go, hey, man, this is game week preparation. We get on the bus early. We go down. We check in a hotel room. We have pregame dinner. We go play a game. The only difference is Friday they get the reward of going to Universal Studios. So we have to manage, whichever team does the best job of managing, hey, we're at Disney World and Universal Studios, whichever team does that is going to win the game. And that is the truth. And that's this. They've got a really good team. We have a really good team. Whoever is most looking forward to going to Universal and not the game, those guys are in trouble. So keeping our kids focused on Thursday night and just, hey, look, let's get to Thursday night and we'll worry about Friday, about midnight Friday, 12:01 Friday morning. They're teenagers. I mean, they're gnats in heat. They're hard to keep their attention. So that's the whole goal this week. It's a great time to practice dealing with distraction.
Right. How did this game come about? Did someone from Disney approach you guys, or did you approach them, or what happened there?
We were the GHSA released the new classifications. I guess the first beginning of December, December 2nd or something like that, and we were in the semifinal week. And then played the state championship game, and we were trying to prepare. And generally, the head coach schedules games. So I was trying to win a state championship and find games. And unfortunately, no one. The bad thing about being good is no one who's average or bad wants to play. Nobody. Everybody is looking how to get a win.
Right.
And so everyone in South Georgia who's good was all calling each other going, hey, man, will you play me? Because, that's what it came down to. And we were left trying to find games. We had seven games on the – that was it, seven games. And I was a little panicked. We were January still looking for games. Everybody was closed up. We had eight games. And I was like, I'm calling these KSA people about playing. They were looking for somebody. They had contacted me and said that they had a – a state-run ruck from Colorado that was coming in, and they couldn't find anybody to play them because they're really good.
Right.
And I was like, well, heck, what's the difference between playing some team, this Pomona team, and going to get on a bus and play in Colquitt County or somebody like that? So right. I said, well, at least the kids will get to go to Disney World or Universal Studios. That was it. And so I thought it'd be a great trip for our kids. I'm all for football's great. I want our kids to have a great experience with it. Kids play this because it's fun. I want it to be fun on Monday through Thursday. I want it to be incredibly fun on Friday, and I want to reward them with things and raising some money to take them down to Disney World and Orlando and Universal Studios. I mean, this is a good trip for our kids. A lot of our kids have never been down there.
Right.
And so this is going to be really fun. I'm excited to see them run around the park, and hopefully we'll stay out of trouble.
Now, will you guys practice anywhere down there, or will all the practices be here?
We're going to go down. So we'll treat it like a sort of like a playoff game. So what we'll do is we'll eat breakfast at the school Thursday morning. We'll go out and do a walkthrough practice, a normal Thursday walkthrough, get cleaned up and load up on the bus probably 10:30, and head down. And we'll have a sack lunch on the bus consisting of probably peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, because we're high style. That's how we are, peanut butter and jelly sandwich and a Powerade. But we've got – and so we can get down there, check in the hotel rooms, and then – so we'll do our walkthrough practice Thursday at Glen, and then get on the bus and get down there and try to get checked in the room and everything for our we have a pregame dinner at 4:00 at the Hard Rock down there. So it'll be neat. I want to get them down there and in the hotel to relax a little bit, so we can go over to the facility and let them walk around and kind of see the facility. Right. Most of those guys have never been, a lot of them have never been there, so it's kind of a cool place, and give them a chance to kind of wander around, check it out.
Yeah, that's going to be great for the players and the coaches. This is the Glen Academy Coaches Show with Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Of course, over the weekend, IMG Academy and Grayson played a game. Now, a couple days ago, or last week, I guess, GHSA implemented a rule to not allow schools in Georgia to play IMG Academy. First off, do you agree with that ruling? And also, what are your thoughts on programs like an IMG?
Well, here's the deal. IMG's going out and recruiting the best players in the country and going, hey, look, we'll make you better. That's, I think that's a bunch of baloney, first part. I mean, these guys are already five-star guys. They can't add a six-star. They're offered by everybody. Now, they get some opportunities to get on airplanes, and they get a lot of swag and go play some great games. So I'm all for the GHSA, and frankly, I think all of the states ought to do it. They ought to ban them.
Right.
And basically, it'll put them out of business, because I don't think it will put them out of business, because where I see this going is I think you'll see probably within 5 years, you'll see national – I think you'll have regional teams like IMG in Atlanta and Dallas and Houston and Los Angeles. I think you'll have those. And I think what you'll probably end up having is you'll have an all-star high school league that kids are going to end up playing in. And I'm sure a big shoe company will get behind it. They'll put it on ESPN like on Wednesday nights, because there's no programming. It's cheap programming.
Right.
And that, to me, that's where I think where this is going to end up going. I think you're going to end up with these all-star teams that are going to end up playing on TV, and the IMG is kind of the cutting edge of it. I don't agree with it. I don't like it, but I do. That's what I foresee happening.
Yeah, almost like a national classification in
it. Yeah, well, you have schools that are already doing that. They're playing a national schedule, there are schools that have basically said, forget the we're going to recruit kids. We're not going to worry about the state championships. We're going to go play 10 national games. We're going to be a national power. So I think what you're going to see is, it would not surprise me within 5 years that IMGs, the Don Boscos, and then some, schools along those lines, they just say we're going to recruit our kids and play a national schedule, almost like the colleges do.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Is it differ much from the prep school classification as well?
Or? Well, the prep schools are kids who they have academic trouble, or if they need a lot. There's a lot of kids out there, because I've had some kids that go prep school who need another year of development, and they go to prep school. They play a fifth year, basically another year of prep school, and they're able to sign, at a bigger school, and they end up getting more scholarship money or some scholarship money. So it is different from the prep schools. in that respect, you know. But I kind of see it going in that direction. I do. I just with ESPN getting involved, it's just a matter of time before Nike or Under Armour or somebody comes in and says, hey, let's put, you know, 20 teams in, and we'll do an East Coast, West Coast, we'll play a national championship, let's go to war, and nobody worry, you guys don't worry about your high school championships. This will be bigger than that.
Gotcha. All right, I know us talking the last couple of years, I know you're a big LSU fan. College football is about to start. The little time you get to see LSU, what do you think they're going to do this year?
I think they'll have a good team. I really do. LSU is all about quarterback play. If Brandon Harris can throw the ball a little bit, they'll be one of the five best teams in the country. If he can't, they're going to be probably one of the 12 best teams in the country because they have better players than just about everybody, not in Tuscaloosa. And that's really what it's going to come down. I think they're going to have a really good year. I was excited to see Les Miles come back. I know LSU fans were there. A lot of LSU fans want to see him go, but you know, I'm a coach. The guy's done nothing but win. When my friends talk about the golden age of LSU football, I look at them and go, guys, this is the golden age of LSU football. We've never won more games than we've won now. Everybody, shut up and go home.
Right.
But that's typical of teams when you go from, you know, 8 wins to 10 wins, and suddenly you're back at 8 wins. You know, people get upset about it. But coaches don't forget how to coach. They don't just lose it in the middle of the night. But circumstances change sometimes. And Les Miles is a good man. He's done good for the state there. He's been loyal to them, and I'm glad they gave him the opportunity to come back as a head coach.
Sounds good. Thank you for joining us for the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come out to Mellow Mushroom on St. Simon's. Join us every Sunday night at 6 for the Rocky Hidalgo Show. This is Drayton Hogarth signing off.